Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Deacon John Kerrigan, chaplain of the Catholic community. It is Pentecost Sunday, and the readings are from Cycle A.
Today I'd like to talk about three things: doors, diversity, and depth. Our gospel story today is all about doors. Doors closed and doors opened. And isn't that a marvelous metaphor for the experiences of our lives? In a few minutes, Stephen, Aiden, Kendall, Damien, Juna, and Xavier will receive the first sacrament of initiation, baptism, which is often called the door to the church, since all the other sacraments depend on it. Yes, it's the door through which each of us is reborn as daughters and sons of God. Here at Stanford, this time of year is bittersweet, marked also by some doors closing and others opening. Undergraduate students are either rising sophomores, juniors, or seniors, or they'll be graduating next Sunday. Graduate students are pursuing the next stage of their master's degrees and doctoral studies, or they too will be graduating and celebrating next Sunday. In my own family life, we've experienced many doors closing and opening over the past 4 weeks. My 8-year-old's first communion, my 14-year-old daughter's confirmation, a graduation from 8th grade, one from high school, an 18th birthday, and a new driver's license. Last month was so hectic, we now say May is the new December, or simply, it's mayhem. In the world of science, earlier this year, cosmologists and physicists have helped open the door to the idea of a multiverse. They've been persuaded that in addition to our Big Bang universe and its several hundred billion galaxies, there exist countless other universes. Doors opening, then, through sacraments, graduations, birthdays, and scientific discoveries about the universe. And yet the stickiest door to open, the one with the rustiest hinges, is the door to the human heart and to the Spirit of God that dwells within us. This door to life in the Holy Spirit is the subject of our readings from Scripture today. Each year, we celebrate the Paschal Mystery, marking Jesus' dying and rising, as well as the day-to-day rhythms of our own dying and rising and knowing that God's with us. The celebration begins on Ash Wednesday, and it culminates today at Pentecost. Pentecost is something like the opening of a door for us as a new beginning as disciples of Christ. Today we celebrate the end of a long period of apprenticeship, an extended period of listening and observing. Now we stand at the threshold, about to be thrust into the ordinary time of our Christian responsibility. In God's plan for the world, Christ is handing on the torch to us. In today's passage from the Acts of the Apostles, the metaphor of tongues of fire is used to describe the divine power unleashed in the disciples at Pentecost. Did I say handing on the torch? It's more like handing on the Spirit. What the Holy Spirit sent Jesus to do in his lifetime is what the Holy Spirit is sending us to do in our own lives. So the Easter season is run not towards its conclusion, but toward its completion. Easter is fulfilled when the Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, rises up within you and me. The Acts of the Apostles story and St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians reminds us of another doorway, unity in diversity. In the story of the Tower of Babel, you recall from Genesis, the people in their arrogance tried to raise themselves up to be like God, only to be splintered by different languages. Now, the good news of Jesus is the language that unites all different peoples. The church is summoned to shape its life to different languages and cultures, not to assimilate, but to adapt. And it's called upon to do so patiently, in the knowledge that each of us has different kinds of gifts of the Spirit, all for the benefit of the whole body of Christ. As the gospel affirms, it's particularly through acts of forgiveness and patience that we can harness for God the energies of love and inclusion. As St. John the 23rd, that spark for the church for Vatican II, and the one who opened the doors wider to greater sensitivity to different cultures, languages, and faiths, once said, quote, "See everything. Overlook a great deal. Correct a little." End of quote. Yes, that infant church born of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost and nurtured by the Spirit's presence has grown in wondrous and varied ways and finds new dwelling places even to this day. But what does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit? How do we enter through the door of life in the Spirit? Simply stated, the Holy Spirit unfolds in our lives through prayer and action. In prayer, we develop our spiritual senses, just as we develop other senses from our studies, through exercise, or by practicing a musical instrument. Through our prayer habits, we attempt to listen with the undivided attention of a student who wants to learn from a great teacher. The challenge, however, is our undivided attention. How can we find a way to experience depth so that the Holy Spirit can be more present to us? Remember, the Spirit is already here. Whenever I feel distant from God, I need to ask myself the question, who moved? The Spirit doesn't move. We move closer. We consent to the Holy Spirit's presence and its power to transform us. Back in the 1970s, I decided to take a course on how to meditate. So there I was, a skinny 17-year-old in my black high-top Converse sneakers, in my dungarees wearing my Led Zeppelin t-shirt, with my D's, Dems, and Do's New York accent, taking a bus and a train every day for 4 days to this meditation course on Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Well, I learned how to meditate and continued the practice twice a day for about 15 years until I discovered a Christian contemplative prayer called centering prayer. I made the switch to centering prayer, and I've practiced that ever since. Now, I'm not 100% consistent. I guess I'd give myself a solid B or maybe a B+ for sticking to this prayer habit for 20 minutes twice a day. But here's the main point. Certainly, I'm not any kind of Yoda, but making that decision nearly 40 years ago to adopt a systematic way to quiet myself to be attentive to God's presence has been one of the 4 or 5 best decisions I've ever made in my life. Right up there with a choice of partner in marriage and a career, and a place to go to school. If I were to compare centering prayer to an investment, it's provided a million-fold return. In the Christian tradition, there are dozens, maybe hundreds of other prayer practices that can help us open the door to the Spirit's presence in our lives. At the risk of sounding like the character Bubba describing to Forrest Gump the different ways to cook shrimp, there's the Lord's Prayer, praying with the saints, the Rosary, the Liturgy of the Hours, discernment prayer, praying with icons, the liturgy, and the other sacraments, to name just a few. And when our prayer practice helps us to listen to the Spirit of God within us, our actions will show it. We develop greater sensitivity to the fruits of the Holy Spirit, which are indications of God's presence at work in us. What are the fruits of the Spirit? Funny you should ask. If you take out your bulletin, on page 3, there's a list of the gifts of the Spirit. Charity, joy, peace, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, goodness, patience, and self-control. You heard them proclaimed in our opening song. And if you find that you're experiencing these qualities in your life, then you know what it's like to experience life in the Spirit. And if you're not, these are the riches that await you as you enter through the door to life in the Spirit. So, cut out this list. Tape it to your mirror. Take a picture of it. Keep it in your iPhone. You can even tweet it. It'll fit. And do the same with the prayer above it. Come, Holy Spirit. And let me finish by inviting you to join me in reciting the first paragraph of this Come, Holy Spirit prayer. One of the great prayers of calling on the power of God's Holy Spirit. A prayer that professes that Easter continues to this very moment. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you will renew the face of the earth. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.